This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. You can call the station. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joining us this week, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean.
Morning, CJ. How you been, Malia?
Great. Just looking forward to making some snowmen.
Yeah. So we're gonna get a bit. And you're like me, Malia. You live a little south of town. So we get the brunt of this one. Yeah. So we'll be ready. We will be ready. I'll be unavailable for shoveling, though, just so you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Of course, Malia and CJ come to us from Klaus Financial. As I mentioned earlier, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled out Klaus, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Starbucks. Little tip, listen closely to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up in the program, I could say, almost every time. As a matter of fact, as we look back to last week, something we talked about was about Social Security, which is a big topic, and last week's question and answer came up during the program. Let's review for people who may have missed last week's show, not only what the question was, but what the answer was as well.
Yeah, so first of all, a shout out to congratulations to Nicole. She was our winner last week, so thanks for calling in, and thanks to all of our other callers. The question was, what percentage per year will your Social Security benefit grow if you wait till after your full retirement age to begin collecting? The answer to that was it will increase up to 8% per year until you start taking benefits or until you reach age 70. So thanks again for everyone who called in.
And if you missed some of last week's show or were out of town, don't forget you can always get to klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Listen to last week's, all the previous shows, as well as this week, all up at klausfinancial.com. Big time of the year, we're talking taxes, and let's talk a little bit about some simple tax preparation tips when it comes to this year, and also simplifying taxes for next year, which is something that I love to hear.
Yeah. We have to disclaim right here at the beginning that we're not accountants, so we don't file tax returns for our clients. But we work very closely with our clients' taxes and their accountants or CPAs. And so we become extremely accustomed to these 1099 documents, W-2s, K-1s, different tax forms that come to you around quote-unquote tax time, which I guess maybe we should start there. What is tax time?
Yes.
It actually,
it's a fun time.
It is. It used to be, like a month or two, and then the tax code got more complicated, and it turned into like 4 months. And then it was like, well, wait, about what about corporations? And then there was extensions, and now tax time is the whole year, because you can extend out to September and October. But all kidding aside, it typically runs from the end of the year through April 15th ish, right around there. And by that April 15th timeframe, individuals need to be filing their tax return for the prior year. But some ideas here. We think it's really important that you create either a physical file or a backed up or duplicated electronic file of these documents. As they come in, one of the biggest things we hear and find from people is, hey, I've had a couple come in. I don't know. I kind of misplaced them or don't know where they are. I'm not sure if I got them. If I did, I lost it. And that can be pretty problematic, especially if you're waiting to file towards near April 15th. You can be rushing around trying to find these documents. Furthermore, keep a file going back a few years of all the documents you had previously, because that is your best resource for, do I have everything? Right? It sounds simple, but commonly we'll hear people say, I don't know if I have everything. Mm-hmm. And I go, well, what did you have last year? And the response is, I don't know.
Yes.
Right? So, and that we can't think I shouldn't say we can't think. Many times we don't think about everything. What about that bank account that gave me a little interest last year? Oh, yeah, I do have that mortgage. I haven't gotten my mortgage interest statement yet. And oh, yeah, I have to actually prove that I have health insurance, but I didn't get my health insurance proof document yet. So keep a record of what you had previously when they come in. Either immediately scan them and upload them to a backed up electronic folder. By the way, that's what I do. Or put them into a physical folder. Either way, just try to stay organized. And then real quickly, a couple of the most common documents you're going to be seeing. W-2s are basically the form that an employer must send to an employee and the Internal Revenue Service at the end of the year. The W-2 form reports an employee's annual wages and the amount of taxes withheld from his or her paycheck. The other most common documents you'll be receiving are 1099s, but those 1099s come with a dash at the end. It's 1099-miscellaneous, M-I-S-C, or 1099-dividend from some of your after-tax investments, and 1099-R from some of your retirement distributions from a 401k IRA or a pension. So again, stay on top of those documents. Save them in a common location. Compare them to what you had in previous years, and hopefully, get everything done before it's too late.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com, all one word, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning about taxes. We are in full swing tax season. Let's talk about, the importance of knowing who. And I know when we talk with you guys, we talk about kind of the assembly of the team. And that's obviously, especially this time of year, your tax person is an important who, aren't they?
They are. So we're okay with people doing taxes on their own. There's been some great technology resources like TurboTax that have simplified this process, especially if your income is fairly simple, primarily in the form of W-2s and 1099s. But just identify what website or what individual you're going to use. And quick FYI. We are all for people doing things, as simply and inexpensively as possible. If you've listened to our show, you've heard us talk about this many times. But sometimes simplicity and inexpensive really just means cheap and stupid, right? Maybe that's a little harsh. But truly, it's like, hey, I just want to do everything on the cheap to the extent that I don't get things done, I pay penalties, I really don't even know what my deductions are. So really, if that's you, if you don't know what you're doing when you're filing taxes, pay a couple $100 to H&R Block or somebody, right, to review your taxes and make sure you're getting the deductions. And finally, for those IRA contributions, I hope everybody's listening closely. IRA contributions typically come out of your after-tax income. Right, so a traditional IRA contribution or Roth, because it's not going directly out of your paycheck. Therefore, you have to remember that IRA contribution because you do not get a tax document. You do get a 5498, but that doesn't sometimes come till after tax reporting time. You have to remember you made that contribution. Otherwise, you lose the deduction.
No.
So your 401k is different. The 401k will show up many times on your W-2, but not so much the IRA. So.
Is there a deadline for those IRAs, is there a time?
Yeah, great question. So you can contribute to an IRA for the prior tax year and count it towards the prior tax year up until your tax filing deadline.
Oh.
So let's say it's, I think it's April 17th this year. You could do it on the 16th, get a deduction for, say, last year, 2017, and file it on the 17th of April as part of your prior year taxes. But that's proof of why you have to track it, isn't it? Because you're not going to be able to make a contribution in that moment, get a tax document. You have to remember that deduction and file it as part of your taxes.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for them, they would love to answer them for you right now. Give us a call here at the station. Telephone number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Take your calls and we'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Telephone numbers here at station 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Again, our numbers here at the station 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Talking with Malia and CJ this morning from Klaus Financial about taxes. And as we were getting ready to go to break there, you start thinking about who has to. And I think through my life, as long as I've been working, I've been filing taxes. Does everybody, if you're working or retire, I mean, does everybody have to be filing a tax return?
Well, that's a great question, and we do get that question a lot, especially as people are getting older. Maybe their Social Security is their only income. They're really not drawing off investments and so forth. There could come a time possibly when you're not required to file taxes. But I think there's kind of a myth. The myth is this, that if I file taxes, that must mean I'm going to have to pay more in taxes. Filing taxes can actually give you the opportunity to perhaps even file some losses that you had this year that could be carried over into other years. So it's a great question. There's situations actually where you don't need to file, and those, again, we'd like you to check with your tax preparer to make sure this applies to you. But the IRS considers both your age and your filing status alongside your income. So if you didn't have any income, you probably may not have to file, but it would be worth discussing. And again, about being able to carry over losses. A lot of people say to me, well, I just had a part-time job and I made $600 or less. Do I need to file taxes? Well, I don't know who's surviving on $600 or less. If that's all you made in a part-time job, perhaps you won't have to file, but if that's alongside other W-2 income, and that's the other part of the question, there's a very good chance you may have to file. So just to give you an example, in 2017, if your gross income, again, W-2 income and everything else, was at least $10,400 and you're single, you do need to file. Again, you might not have to pay any taxes, but you're going to need to file. So interesting fact, according to the Tax Policy Center, they're actually a think tank, 44.3% of tax filers back in 2016, they filed, but they owed no individual income tax, or they actually had negative taxable income in 2016. So again, the reality is many people who file actually pay no income tax today. So that could be you. Don't be afraid of filing. I hear these horror stories of people who haven't filed for 10 years. And here's an accountant. Finally, the person shows up and the accountant's trying to reconstruct what was sold, what wasn't. And a lot of times these are elderly people who just didn't know that they should still be filing. So if you know an older person that perhaps hasn't done that, please try to help them out. And stay organized and probably make sure that you get filed if you need to be filing.
Fantastic information. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Charles checks in. Charles, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial.
Well, thank you. Pleasure hearing you guys. A suggestion here. I closed out a TSP account this year. And I went to my tax accountant. Of course, the feds took out a large chunk for early withdrawal on my TSP, or closing it out. But they did not take any state taxes out. Federal agency, of course, they didn't even think about state agency. So I filed with my accountant. Got a huge refund from my federal taxes, but I had to give it all and more into the state because they did not take out state when they closed that TSP account. So people need to be aware. They may be due state taxes that the feds don't even think about.
Yeah, so actually, thank you, Charles, for calling in, because this is it's a larger topic than what you're referencing. So TSP, for those who don't know, is a thrift savings plan. There's also 401ks, 403bs. There's different versions of these employer-linked retirement plans. They can, much like a 401k, they can be Roth. It's usually pre-tax traditional money, although inside of 401ks, you can get into Roth funds as well. But what Charles was referencing is that when he made a distribution, they did an automatic withholding, and that is an ERISA rule that when you make a distribution from a company retirement plan, regardless of who you are, there's a minimum of a 20% federal income tax withholding. Now, some people don't even owe income tax and they go, what is this? And then, you know, the people on the other line go, well, you'll get it back at the end of the year. And then other people owe more and they have to tack on top of that. But the 20% is mandatory when you're removing or distributing money from a corporate retirement plan. You can opt to withhold more, and you can opt to withhold state taxes. Mm-hmm. So, Charles, I hope you're still listening. You could have opted to. It's just by default, the minimum they do is 20% federal, 0% state. So Charles is absolutely right. People need to be aware of it. Mm-hmm. But it's not as though you have no control over that scenario. It's that the default is 20%. You can go higher federal. You can add on state, but you have to fill out a document or tell them to do so. Otherwise, they just default to that.
Great points, Charles. Thank you so much for calling. And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about software like TurboTax, and there's a lot of questions around those. Software is great, but what do I need to have available when I start using those programs? We'll talk to Malia and CJ about that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals, our retirement planning experts here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Not only are the podcasts, this show, and the previous shows posted to the website, also if you get that Market Pulse newsletter, it's a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. There's also a link there to the podcasts as well. Just get to klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. A little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Talking taxes this morning with Malia and CJ. And a lot of us are using some of those programs, other software, like TurboTax is a big one. And we used quite a few years ago, we used it and noticed it was getting a lot better. I remember the first time I ever saw it, it was a lot of graphs or a little data entry. And it went through and actually asked you questions, which made it a lot nicer. Like, have you done this year? And it made it easy. But the problem I think a lot of people wonder about is, what forms do I need before I get started on that? What should people know there?
Yeah, these websites, as you just said, Sean, have actually gotten quite a bit better. I mean, I can personally testify to TurboTax. By the way, I use an accountant now, but I had used TurboTax for quite a while, and it's really every year it seems to get better and simplified and faster and simpler. But it still has limitations, right? Because the technology, the machine doesn't really know you. It's asking questions to try to get to know you. And again, while it's gotten better, it's not perfect. So again, we encourage people, when you think of your income, if it's fairly simplified, where it's W-2 income and then maybe some 1099 income for investments that you have, and that's it, and you don't do a lot of charitable donations or crazy things on interest deductions, hey, maybe a TurboTax is fine. It's when when you start getting into more obscure forms of income, where you've got rental properties with 39-year depreciations on the basis of the property, and then you've got rental income and expenses, and then you've got a K-1 for a business that you own, that's when we start going, whoa, 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 whoa. Now, TurboTax will show you all of the suite of products that they can, you know, help you with. Mm-hmm. And of course, the more complicated your taxes, the more expensive TurboTax becomes as well. But they can handle it. It's just, that's when we start going, you might want to be talking with an accountant. So it's those tax documents. Again, reference last year. Make sure you have the same ones at least for this year and any additional ones. And then again, track your charitable contributions throughout the year. I actually use one of TurboTax features. It's called It's Deductible. And every time I make a charitable contribution, I go in there, I dump it into the tax year, the time I did it, I claim if I have a receipt or not. And then I just download it all at the end of the year and give it to my accountant. It's pretty quick and simple. But if you don't do that, you know what I hear people say? Well, yeah, I gave money to this cause and that cause, but I don't really remember when and how, and I don't have a receipt, and that becomes a mess. So try to keep track of those things.
It's interesting you mentioned an app as well, and there's obviously a lot of great technology as well to help you kind of guide through this stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial, and of course their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And life changes, divorce, loss of spouses, those type of things, these do have an effect as well when it comes to filing your taxes, right? Correct?
Absolutely. Yes. So that's an important point. So if you've had a life-changing event, your taxes, the way in which you file them, is going to change your statuses, could change the amount you're able to deduct and so forth. If your one of your children is now out on their own paying their own rent, and I can say, yes, that's a great feeling, by the way, when they can do that. Unfortunately, you start losing them as tax deductions.
Oh.
So you want to be clear with your accountant, or if you're doing your own taxes, that will probably shift your status and how much you're going to end up paying in taxes. So another thing we wanted to point out this morning is it's great to schedule your appointments ahead of time with your tax preparer. Plan out far enough so that you will have all the documentation, but at least get on their schedule, because as CJ said, this tax season seems to grow and grow by weeks and weeks, but they are hit pretty hard between December and April. So get your name on the line there and get that scheduled.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Starbucks. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the Tax Policy Center think tank, what percentage of tax filers in 2016 owed no individual income tax or had negative taxable income? Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Starbucks. Don't forget as well, that is the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Give them a call now. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.